This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance Network, and today we're going to be talking about vaccinations in Mexico, where I am currently living. Before we do that, though, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com, which is the home for all of my content. This is where you can find all of my books that you can download for free. You can watch our documentaries for free. You can see a number of different podcasts that are hosted through our network, The Conscious Resistance, including Freethinker Radio and The Conscious Resistance Live. You can also follow us on Float. Hopefully some of you guys are watching through the Float app right now. You can also follow us on Minds, on Hive. You can join our text list. Again, I highly recommend joining the text list because when I do live videos, like right now, I just sent out a text saying live now and here's the link. And actually the link I sent out was for DLive. So if you've never used DLive, but you saw me post this on Twitter or on my text list or on Telegram, hopefully you're watching through DLive right now. We are live across 4 Facebook pages, float.app, and DLive. Unfortunately, we're not live on YouTube because YouTube has banned us again for another 2-week period. And this is why I'm saying you need to bookmark my website and make sure you follow elsewhere, because sooner or later, YouTube will delete all of my content. And hopefully we don't lose that entire audience. So I'm asking you guys now, follow elsewhere, perhaps BitChute, perhaps Library, again, the Telegram channel, or if you want to support, you can do so at patreon.com/DerekBros. But let's get right into it, guys. I did a story a couple of days ago about some Mexico news, and I'm going to continue to do this while I'm here in Mexico. And before I start, I do want to say I'm working on my Spanish so I can do bilingual reports, but also anybody out there who already speaks Spanish and wants to translate my work, you know, take out my audio, put your narration over it, whatever you want to do, I want to help spread the news about what's going on in Mexico to Mexican citizens, to Mexican people, and to the free hearts and minds of the Mexican people. So I've had several people reach out and say that there's not a lot of truth content creators. So if you want to take my videos, share them with your friends who speak Spanish, if you want to help translate them, my articles, books, whatever, let's do it all so we can keep reaching people, because not only in Mexico, but Spanish is one of the most spoken languages around the world in addition to English. So if we can get English and Spanish videos, we're going to reach so many more people and then we can go from there. So the topic of today is vaccinations. And I have I've got about a dozen links to go through here as I break down what's going on in Mexico related to vaccines and what is going on related to Mexico and the COVID vaccine. And then the final part of this video is going to be who's funding this whole operation, because that I think is going to be a key part of who's behind this. And we can see some of the familiar faces, unfortunately. So these first couple of articles are in Spanish, and then I'm going to show you the English versions. But just so you see this, as of September 29th, about 10, 11 days ago, it was getting reported that the Mexican Senate voted 103 in favor of this new vaccine measure, and only 3 people abstained from it, but there was no votes against it. So we got that news headline. We got this one, basically saying the same thing, but right here you kind of notice Los Movimientos Antivacunos. Did I say the anti-vaccine right, Roy? I don't know if you heard me, but the anti-vaccine movement. And then we also have this one, another story talking about the same thing. And we're going to get into some of the English versions, but I just want you guys to see this. And then we also had it on the Mexican government's website themselves. This is the Senate of Mexico, their government website. So you can see up here, .gob.mx. This is the official government website. Let's translate it. The Senate of the Republic, reform that forces parents or guardians to vaccinate minors, advances. And again, this is talking about the same thing. So the purpose of this proposal, this is from the government website again, the purpose of this proposal is to ensure the interest of children in the face of anti-vaccine movements and the influence of prejudices of religious, political, and economic nature. The Senate of the Republic approved with 103 votes in favor. That recognizes the rights of girls, boys, and adolescents to receive vaccines contained in the Universal Vaccination Program. We're going to talk more about that in a second.
based on their right to protect health and in accordance with the interests of the child. So basically it's just saying we're passing this law because somebody, please think of the children, you know, save the kids. The proposal establishes that persons who exercise parental authority, guardianship, or guardianship will be obliged to ensure that minors receive the aforementioned vaccines unless there is a certified medical justification to the contrary. So that's one important part to think about, that there are going to be medical exemptions. Much like in some parts of the United States, you can get medical exemptions, religious exemptions even, but places like California and New York are trying to remove those exemptions and have removed several of them. That's what they're talking about here, is that you could still get a medical justification to get out of this. Deliberate noncompliance or without a certified medical justification will result in the Attorney's Office for the Protection of the Children, which is basically sounds like the CPS, making use of the law to carry out actions against this. Basically, they're going to hold parents and guardians accountable who don't get the kids all the vaccines that are being promoted as part of the universal vaccination program. Now, it hasn't become law yet, but it's passed the Senate, and that's at least one step towards becoming law here in Mexico. It also proposes that the educational and school authorities promote, in coordination with the health authorities, the applications of vaccines and other actions aimed at protecting the health of the students. And it kind of goes on from there, but, you know, they make it clear that this is to fight the anti-vaccine movement. Let me go down here. So right here it says the coordinator of this parliamentary group, Ricardo Monreal Avila, author of the initiative, so the guy who wrote the bill, says that it is a transcendent reform that increases the mandatory nature of vaccines for minors, especially in the current context of COVID-19. This reform is not just anything. It is transcendent. It is not to fill the agenda. It's a fundamental issue. So, yeah, and then they go on here. It says the draft decree by which various provisions on the general law of rights, boys and girls and adolescents has been amended. And so, you know, they're also saying here, it lays the foundations for the future vaccine when the COVID-19 vaccine arrives and is a fundamental step to recover what was lost in the crisis, they said. So that's from the government website themselves. They're talking about this law for the whole country to require parents to abide by the universal vaccination program and to be subjected to fines or investigation by the CPS, essentially. And then we have this other one that's kind of related. This is a translated article. CDHCM calls for speeding up the mandatory nature of childhood vaccination. The agency asks that it is a right to be guaranteed to minors without excuses. The Human Rights Commission of Mexico City calls on federal deputies to approve as soon as possible the mandatory child vaccination program. And this was part of, again, the 29th of September Senate Republic modifying various laws, the general on the rights of girls and boys, the general of health and general of education. So there's not many people talking about this from what I'm seeing in Mexico right now. I don't know many people who are aware of it or even know this is going on. Obviously, it's making some of the news, but it sounds like these changes were not just random changes. This is a major changes to three different laws in Mexico, to the law on the rights of boys and girls and adolescents, the health and the education. The reforms would force those exercising parental guardianship authority or guardians over minors to give them the entire scheme of vaccines unless there is a justification again. So the ruling also provides that educational health authorities, this is what we already read about, and they're saying that, you know, this is going to be important for, for COVID-19 as well. And of course, the World Health Organization, talking about how the World Health Organization is encouraging certain vaccines. So it's basically just trying to bring Mexico in alignment with the global scheme of vaccines, the universal vaccination program. So I found this one as well, one more time. Latin America's race for a COVID-19 vaccine. So before we move on there, I just want to reiterate, this is a new law. This is on the government, Mexican government website, as well as numerous other reports talking about this and how it's to fight the rise of the anti-vaccine movement and keep families educated about what vaccines they need to adopt the universal vaccination program, which we're going to go over in just a moment. And it has advanced through the Senate with no resistance. And and I will give you my opinions about this at the end of the show. If I don't, please comment, because I want you guys to hear my thoughts on this, because I'm sure some of you are thinking, oh my God, Derek, you just went to Mexico and now this is going on. So let's go on, though. Let's see what's happening with Mexico and the COVID vaccine. So they're in a race, just like the rest of the world, to find the COVID-19 vaccine. I've been researching this vaccine and looking more into it and who's saying that they're going to push the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine in Mexico.
Namely, the company AstraZeneca is working. There's trials going on in Argentina, I believe, and they're working with this billionaire, Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim, who has already donated hundreds of millions of dollars to the production of the vaccine, saying that, you know, it, along with AMLO, the president, saying they're going to make it sure it's free and universal for everybody. Not mandatory. They haven't said that, but that it's going to be free for everybody. And so Carlos Slim is working with the Mexican government and Oxford AstraZeneca in partnership with Argentina to be distributed across Latin America. So I started looking up Carlos Slim and seeing what I could find out about him. And let me show you another one. Mexico will participate in clinical trials of vaccines against COVID-19 in Germany and South Korea. So we got the stuff going on in South Korea and Germany. We got the Argentina, and we have this. Mexico works with Argentina, the AstraZeneca Laboratory, and the Carlos Slim Foundation on a vaccine against COVID-19. In addition to being part of the international COVAX mechanism coordinated by the World Health Organization. So that's the thing is, these globalists are definitely making moves right now. They're getting Mexico more aligned with the COVAX mechanism, which was put forward by the World Health Organization. They're having this billionaire, Carlos Slim, fund the vaccine and say it's going to be free. And then they're passing laws, or at least in the process of trying to pass laws that will bring it in line with the universal vaccination program, which was promoted by an organization we're talking about just a second. So Carlos Slim again pops up, the Carlos Slim Foundation. Carlos Slim is the billionaire here in Mexico helping fund this COVID-19 vaccine. And you can see another report. Mexico will produce a vaccine against coronavirus, AstraZeneca, and Carlos Slim Foundation join forces. And one more. There is a preventive and effective treatment against COVID-19, and it is the mask, says Carlos Slim. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, they're just promoting the mask. So that's kind of in line with the same thing. He's promoting vaccines, promoting the mask as a solution. So who is Carlos Slim? Mexican billionaire. He's been around for some time, heavily invested in different programs in the country, probably liked and appreciated by many Mexican people who know who he is because of the appearance that he's doing good things, like a lot of billionaires try to do. But let's go back to 2013 and look at this. Mexico, Carlos Slim and Me, written by Bill Gates, February 2013. Mexico and philanthropists like Carlos Slim are helping lead the fight against hunger and poverty through agricultural development. So this guy, Carlos Slim, has been working with and partnering with Bill Gates since at least 2013. It was about as far back as I could find it. And this is basically just a little blog that Bill Gates wrote about how great Carlos Slim is and his organization and, you know, what he's doing for Mexico and all that kind of stuff. So it's not that big of a surprise to find out that Carlos Slim has partnered in the past with the Gates Foundation, that Carlos Slim is currently putting his billions towards promoting the masks and funding a vaccine by AstraZeneca, which they are saying will be universally available to all the Mexican people coming in early 2021, while at the same time, the Mexican Senate is passing a legislation to try to mandate all of the vaccines that are part of the universal vaccine program. This doesn't say to mandate and to make children have the mandatory vaccine for COVID-19. I want to make that clear. This is not saying the COVID-19 vaccine is going to be mandatory. What it's saying is that parents are going to be required to get their, you know, kids vaccines. And I would guess, especially if you're putting them in public school, and you know, that you could be punished if you don't. And one of the people behind this is a guy named Carlos Slim, who's connected to Bill Gates. Now let's look at the universal immunization or universal vaccination program, which was launched by the Indian government in 1985. Okay, so we look over here on the World Health Organization, Universal Immunization Program, Reaching Every Child, the Department of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, the Government of India. And it goes on to describe, let me show you this, we can search for the schedule. This is the current Universal Immunization Program schedule in India, and this is from a few years back, so this is, might have grown. But it basically shows you the schedule and the age. So here's the vaccine, the TT1 for early in pregnancy, TT2, 4 weeks after birth, two, you know, booster for infants. Here's all the vaccines, hepatitis, OPV, OPV, DPT, 1, 2, and 3, hepatitis B, 1, 2, and 3, measles, first dose, JE, first dose. For children and adolescents, DPT, first booster, OPV, booster, measles, second dose, like all the way till 10 and 16 years. these, and it's telling you upper side, arm, and the mid thigh, how many drops, all this kind of stuff. This is the vaccination program. You guys know, and the OPV, for those who don't know, is the oral polio vaccine, which the Gates Foundation was involved in creating and funding, and that led to the injured children in India. That is not fake news. Despite what the fact checkers might try to say about this video, the fact checkers that are funded by Bill Gates, oral polio vaccine did result in damaging of children in India and other places. So this is the same schedule that that is the universal immunization or vaccination program. And just so you know that I'm being honest here, I found this article from India Today, and it's kind of talking about some other related topics. But what it says is the universal immunization program by Bill Gates. It talks about how there was a conspiracy that people were thinking that India was breaking off relationships with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation because, you know, they didn't like the organization. It talks about some unrelated things. But right here they say that the Prime Minister, Modi, Indian Prime Minister, has actually been seeking support from Bill Gates, the technocrat, philanthropist, and the world's wealthiest man for his ambitious immunization program. You see, it said his, Bill Gates' ambitious universal immunization program. And it says four new vaccines have been rolled out across the country and with support from Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, which was founded and funded by Bill Gates. So just so that I made that clear, the universal immunization program, which the Mexican government is saying that they want to get people up to date here with the universal vaccination program. Some countries call it immunization, some countries call it vaccination. When you look that up, it leads to this: the universal immunization program started in India by Bill Gates and funded by Gavi. Here you go. Gavi, right here, the Gavi website, Global Alliance for Vaccines. And it says they're talking about the launch of a new vaccine. The pneumococcal conjugate vaccine is being introduced to India's universal immunization program with support from Gavi. And I mean, it seems that this latest vaccine introduction is part of a massive effort to expand the universal immunization program. And this is all being driven and funded by Gavi. Gavi provides catalytic support to India's immunization program and will provide up to 500 million between 2016 and 2021 to support India's immunization program. Vaccine alliance partners include the World Health Organization and UNICEF. And if you've read my pieces, my articles on Bill Gates, then you know that Bill Gates is the number one funder of the World Health Organization. Bill Gates also funds and founded Gavi. So what we have here is that literally every single step of the way, whether it's talking about the flu vaccine and this new push for vaccines in Mexico, that is connected to the universal vaccination program, which was founded and funded by Bill and Melinda Gates via Gavi and the World Health Organization in India, and now is apparently being exported elsewhere. And then at the same time, the push for a COVID vaccine is being driven by this billionaire Carlos Slim, who also has connections to Bill Gates. So once again, every single step of the way, as far as the COVID and the vaccine effort goes, Bill Gates is at the front. Bill Gates is leading the way. So I mean, this is the same in the United States. This is the same in India. Our contributor to this channel, Johan has been out there exposing how Bill Gates is doing the same thing. He's working with these billionaires, these Indian billionaires, and bringing the vaccines there and trying to bring the whole globalist Great Reset agenda there. We're witnessing the same exact thing happen in Mexico. So just want to throw that out there. I know I just covered a whole lot of information. Once I wrap this video up, this video will be available on theconsciousresistance.com with all the links, everything that I just went through, so that you can share this with your friends, especially the Spanish language articles, the original links. Share those with your family and friends. Talk to them about why they should be concerned about vaccines, why they should be concerned about something that's coming from Bill Gates. Talk to them about why they should be concerned about these new sort of untested rolled out vaccines from AstraZeneca. Look, it might not be Operation Warp Speed down here in Mexico where they're rushing as quick as the US, but I still wouldn't trust the vaccine from these pharmaceutical companies and from this Carlos Slim or Bill Gates or any of the rest of them. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. I've been reading the article, so I'm going to scroll back up and I'll see what we get here. Liz says forced medical interventions are war crimes according to the Nuremberg Code and are banned in the UN Declaration of Bioethics and Human Rights. I think that's an important point, but we also know, Liz, that they don't follow the law. They just, you know, set the law for people to use it against other people, but they never follow it themselves. I wonder if they can be held liable in Mexico for vaccine injury. That's a good question, Anna, and hope you are well. Me and Miriam send our love. In Mexico, it's easy to break the law. Okay, so that brings me back to my point of what I wanted to say. What are my thoughts on this? My thoughts are, in Mexico, bribes are very common. Police take bribes. Other people, other officials would take bribes. And also, I imagine that there will be doctors who would be willing to take a bribe or to, you know, have sympathy for your family that says, look, we don't want to take this vaccine. Can we go ahead and get that medical exemption for you? Now, eventually, decades down the line or years, who knows how quick they move, it might be like in California where they start going after the doctors who they recognize are giving these exemptions. But my point is, there are so many ways to work around things in Mexico. Documents can be forged, hypothetically. People can be bribed, hypothetically. And doctors can be, you know, talked to, hypothetically. That's why I feel a little safer down here than in the United States, where things are much more digitized. They're much more kind of already technocratic, matrix, digital grid. And now, of course, in Mexico City and the major cities of Mexico, it's probably very similar. I mean, it is very similar to what you would expect in the U.S. But there are parts of Mexico that are, you know, small towns out in the countryside, in the mountains, you know, in the jungle, that people aren't paying attention to. And I have trouble seeing them be able to enforce this all across this entire massive country. Yet at the same time, I will say, in India, they were able to get the entire population of India, a billion people, to get a retina scan so they could get them on the digital ID, Aadhaar, the foundation, which is what it, the name of it, the app. So, yeah, I mean, it's difficult, but I do think in Mexico it'll be easier to sort of circumvent the system to opt out than in the U.S., where they can, I mean, right now, masks are not mandatory where I'm at. I can walk around everywhere I go without a mask and nobody says anything. People who want to wear masks, wear a mask. Some stores might require them. I don't shop there. But for the most part, I can walk around everywhere. Nobody's yelling at me. Cops don't do anything. It's just fine. You know, I appreciate that. And I feel like it'll be a similar mentality when it comes to the vaccines, at least maybe in the beginning. And perhaps the goal at least is just to have more time. Whereas in the U.S., you know, the pro-vaxxer movement is very strong and they people do not like conversations about the dangers of vaccines. Liz also said free means taxpayers pay for it and corporations rake in the profit. That's exactly true. Derek says Carlos Slim may be connected to the cartel. I don't know. I'm not going to go into those waters just yet, but that's a good question. Someone should introduce the free vaccines that work from vibration. There is such a thing. Interesting. Liz also reminds you to take your vitamin A, C, D, and zinc. And Anna says that Carlos Slim should be the one to take the first flu shot. And April says she's in Chiapas and the flu shot is already being given out for free, of course. I've heard about Carlos Slim buying the vaccines from Mexican. Yep, that's basically what is going on. And our state has ended. Lockdown was ended, but they say masks are indefinite. That's the thing is some of these policies might end up being permanent. And that's, I think, what I worry about more. People in the U.S. don't quite see it yet, but that these lockdowns went from 2 weeks to 9 months. And, you know, there's no, even though all the research and the science and the studies are showing that the lockdowns have been ineffective, like look at Sweden, that the death rate is extremely low and that, yes, some people have died, but most people are going to be fine. And there's so many questions about this thing. And I've talked about the PCR test, you know, all this stuff. And of course, the problems with the vaccine, the concerns about the vaccines. At this moment, it's like people want to be afraid. They don't want to hear any of these questions. They've turned their blinders off. They've shut down. They only want to hear a message of fear. Like things are, it's like they're locked in this reality where unless you tell them that things are really bad, they don't want to hear it. So even if you're like, hey guys, look, I saw the CDC said the numbers are actually less than 1% of people, you know, fatalities, like, no, that can't be true. Or those are old numbers or whatever. My point here is that there's good news. There is good news that people are waking up and questioning this in Mexico and the United States and Canada and Australia and all over in India. And of course, in Europe and Germany and elsewhere, we have brothers and sisters everywhere, languages, different skin colors and backgrounds and races and religions. And people are questioning what's going on. This is a global agenda. So what happens to the U.S. affects what happens in Mexico and vice versa. And you might not feel that way, but at the end of the day, we are all connected in this fight against what's going on. So it's important for us to know what's happening, and I will continue to report on what's going on in Mexico, just like I will in the United States. Thank you guys for listening. Again, visit theconsciousresistance.com, and I will put the links and everything in the post for this video. And until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries. Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost.